You think they're gonna attack?
If they do, I'm getting higher up on the table.
All right, well, this is Jim.
And Betsy.
Excellent adventure! Woohoo! Standing here, or rather sitting, surrounded by geese. They're looking at us kind of seriously, so we don't know how this will end. This may be our last podcast. So, we wanted to talk. We went to the camp, which Betsy's dad ran for like 30 years last weekend, and we didn't have a chance while we were there to do a podcast, and we wanted to. And, you know, I just thought it actually would be a good idea to talk about leaving a legacy, because that's kind of what he did with the camp and kind of with Betsy's experience with it. But it was kind of cool when we were driving there, our crowd of geese are walking off. They're dejected. Sorry, guys. I guess they're bored. Got sidetracked. So as we were driving to the camp, Betsy brought along all the, like, the old papers that her dad had when he was running the camp. And a lot of it was, like, the history of how the camp was made. And one of the stories was about, it was actually started by a name called Colonel Colgate in, like, the early 1900s, like 1900. And he had made a lot of money, and I think he's also the guy that started Colgate University, although I can't be sure. But he basically started this camp to help get boys in the New York or New Jersey area out of the city and back to the country. And this was like before World War I. So, and I think the first camp had like 20 boys in it. And over time, this Colonel Colgate, you know, left a lot of the fortune that he had to Fairview Lake and kind of building this legacy of helping people in their time of need, but also kind of creating community. So what do you think, Bets? What do you have to add?
It was interesting because I feel like you find out more about your parents after they've passed away, if that's something that you're looking to find. I knew a lot of things about my dad because I started going to the camp when I was 6 months old until I was 16. But I guess I knew more by his example. Like, dad was more of a I'll do it and show you type of person, but he didn't really mince words. My dad grew up in East Orange after the Depression, and their family lost everything. But my dad still understood what the core values are. And I think he somehow found out about it because they would do, in the summer, they would do educational programs for teachers. And I think that's where he met my mom. But it's interesting because when you look through the papers that dad created from being an educator and being in the military, he built into it a legacy to just talk about the Native Americans. And, you know, it always, getting back to nature always felt normal to me. But I'm not sure where I'm going with this, so I'm kicking back to Jim.
Just about building legacy. And, I mean, he left a legacy on, like, multiple levels, so... The other thing that I thought was interesting in terms of legacy was...
He created a whole new history around the camp.
Yeah, he created this history and this kind of way that things are done, that they were done like that for even beyond the 30 years that he did it. Like,
I'm 50 now.
They're still doing it today.
The same traditions occur 50 years later.
Although they're changing some of the things we learned. But, you know, I think it's important that people recognize that, you know, what you do matters, you know, in terms of, and, you know, you can set the goals as high or as low as you want, but, you know, I think it's important to remember that, you know, what we do in this life, you know, it's all about karma. And You know, the good deeds that you do here create a positive situation for people down the road. What Colonel Colgate did, you know, 120 years ago still helps kids
from the city
get out to Fairview Lake camps for a couple of weeks and be able to learn how to deal with people in a different way than they would normally see. And, you know, it's still going on.
They have these core values and standards that I don't feel like we really have even in the education system today. But it's like honesty, respect. I forget what the other one was. But if you think back to, like, you know, back in the 1960s and 70s, people were set to a higher standard of core values that we don't live with today. And I think that, you know, if you develop something related to a legacy and you stick to the mission of those core values, you're going to be able to build a legacy that'll last throughout the times, whether they're good or bad times.
Yeah, and I mean, creating those good effects just magnify through time. I mean, that's the beauty of karma. It's, you can either choose to do good or do bad, but those effects over time will be magnified. And, you know, we have immense power by being able to do good and to, you know, leave a positive legacy. So anyway, that was kind of my thinking on it, and I was really kind of struck by, especially with, you look at what's going on with Indigenous people now, and, you know, kind of the legacy that, you know, the United States and the Industrial West have really just done wrong to Indigenous people, and, you know, they're still fighting for their rights, and they're still fighting for the land. And in Hawaii, they're fighting against, you know, the desecration on Mauna Kea. So, I mean, on a lot of different levels, it matters what we do here. It matters the legacy that we live, and some groups get that more than others.
Well, I think what, like, stood out for me today, because we were watching some videos about what's going on in Mauna Kea, and these people are using the same standard core values of nonviolence and peace, and yet there's violence being thrown against them for something that they believe is a sacred part of their land that we are trying to take away. Ooh, the
speaking
geese,
of violence,
the
we have
geese
a,
are going after
we have
each
a riot
other.
Among the geese right now.
Oh, boy.
No.
I think it's a male-female version.
Yeah, I think they're saying, hey, knock that shit off.
But you got to stand by your principles. Like, we had a friend who acted in violence against her during a peaceful... Betsy.
Betsy Toll.
They actually hit her with a...
nightstick, wasn't
yeah, it? It was bad. Luckily, she had witnesses and could fight against it, but that's not always the case. A lot of times, people turn around and walk away and act like they didn't see anything.
Betsy Toll is a total badass. She
yeah,
is like the
we
most
love
spiritual,
you, Betsy.
Loving person that gets in and mixes it up for causes that do right, feeding people, you know, individual rights,
loving
what have
everyone,
you. Loving everyone. So. And not afraid to stand up. So
maybe we should have her on the show.
We should. But anyway, that's about it for today. I think we're going to get out while the geese have calmed down some. And, you know, they've kind of split into two groups.
The heat's kind of, you know, making them a little crazy.
But tune in for the next show. Won't be too long now. And Shaka.
Love to everybody. Peace.